Gary, Indiana school system's financial crisis has led to a bill in the Indiana State House aimed specifically at helping Gary schools. But House Education Committee Chairman Bob Boehning pointed out similarities between both Gary and MCS.
They both are kind of in this similar situation where they've had some, should have made some adjustments in terms of overall size of the district, adjusting their enrollments closer to where, their facilities and staffing closer to where their enrollment is.
Throughout their financial crises, Gary and Muncie Community Schools have both faced multi-million-dollar deficits, declining enrollment, low property tax revenue, and the inability to pass referendums to raise local taxes. Senate Bill 567, the bill going through the General Assembly, would allow the Distressed Unit Appeals Board, or DUAB, to not only give out loans to Gary schools, but also overtake certain responsibilities from their school board. With MCS also set to apply for a loan from DUAB, Superintendent Stephen Ball says he hopes Muncie School Board will still be allowed to run independently.
And one of the goals and the direction I've been given from the board is that the Muncie Community Schools wants to be a self-directed entity. And so they are willing to make the tough decisions they need to make that will keep us out of state control. The key is we need to make sure we have all the tools necessary to do that.
One thing Muncie has that Gary does not, a public university. At the last board meeting, Ball said he has been in talks with Ball State about a possible partnership between MCS and Ball State's Teachers College in an effort to promote more of the positives in the MCS district. Meanwhile, the board is tabling all financial decisions until the state-appointed fact-finder announces the new teacher's contract. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.